May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The Reverend Nadia Bowles Weber is the founding pastor of a church called House for All Sinners and Saints in Denver, Colorado. Now, Nadia doesn't look like a typical pastor. She has tattoos up and down her arms, and sometimes she wears her hair spiked up into a mohawk. She doesn't seem like a typical pastor with her background as a stand-up comedian, her use of what you might call salty language, and her honesty about the struggles she has had with drug and alcohol addiction. But Nadia is unapologetically who she is, a faithful and funky pastor who has found a way to use the brokenness of her life and the brokenness of the world to proclaim the power of God. And she's honest about the fact that most of what she has learned about God and about how God works in the world, it didn't come from her seminary training. As she says, she learned it from sober drunks. Her understanding of God has been formed most deeply, not in academic settings, but in church basements, not in seminary lectures, but in Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. Here's what she has learned from the people at those meetings. She says most of them don't go to church, but I've never met a group of people who talk more about God. Not ideas about God, and not feelings about God, but God as a real and solid part of life. Not in lofty terms, but in a, if I don't turn my life and my will over to the care of God, I am screwed type of way. It's amazing what kind of faith comes out of desperation. These folks aren't choosing God as some kind of self-improvement guru. They know that God can do for them what they cannot do for themselves. And it's rely on God or drink. Nadia goes on to say, I love the church that meets in the sanctuary on Sunday and preaches the gospel and gathers around the communion table, but I also love the church that meets in basements on Saturdays and talks of God and booze and gathers around coffee pots. I need both. Friends, this summer we are going to dive deeply into the connections between 12-step recovery programs and the life of faith. Between the church that meets down in the basement and the church that meets here in the sanctuary, between the church that gathers around the coffee pot and the church that gathers around the communion table. We're going to use Richard Rohr's book, Breathing Underwater, as our inspiration and our guide. Rohr wrote the book to explore how the good news of the gospel shines through the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I love the dedication he includes at the beginning of his book. It says, "This book is dedicated to you." And in the introduction, he explains that he chose to dedicate the book not just to alcoholics, but to everyone. Because we are all addicted in some way, if we are honest about our lives. He writes, "We are all spiritually powerless. Alcoholics just have their powerlessness visible for all to see. The rest of us can disguise it in some way." But no matter what our addictions might be, there is hope. Whether we're addicted to alcohol, drugs, nicotine, gambling, food, sex, work, exercise, shopping, social media, self-doubt, whatever our addictions might be, there is a way out for us. If we can identify our addictions, acknowledge our brokenness, and surrender ourselves to God, then we can begin the journey toward healing and wholeness, one step at a time. Because can't we all identify with Paul in some way when he says in Romans, "I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate." There's something about his words here that sound somewhat like an AA meeting, right? It's like he's saying, "Hi, my name is Paul, and I am a sinner." Here, Paul is taking a risk and telling the truth about his life, that he is a flawed and failed human being, and try as he might, he cannot save himself. And if we are to take the same risk, if we are to tell the truth about our lives, wouldn't we also admit that we are flawed and failed human beings, and that try as we might, we cannot save ourselves? That is the first step toward recovery, the first step toward freedom, admitting that we are powerless, that try as we might, we cannot save ourselves. It is not that we are simply weak or lazy or not trying hard enough. There are forces at work in us with which we cannot contend on our own. But Paul reminds us that we are not alone in this struggle. Every one of us is engaged in this same battle. And while that might sound like bad news, stay with me for just a minute, because I bet there have been times when each one of us has shied away from telling the truth of our lives because we believe that our failures and our sins are way worse than anyone else's. And maybe there have even been times in our lives when we've wondered if there is a place for us in church, if our struggles and our doubts and our questions and our mistakes might make us welcome, unwelcome, even here. But then along comes Paul, who accurately diagnoses the state not just of our own souls, but of every soul. Yes, we are a mess. But so is everyone else. And so the good news is this: we are not alone. The good news is this: we can tell the truth about our lives even here in this place. We can acknowledge our addictions. We can admit our mistakes. We can reveal our deepest sins and our darkest shame. We can admit that we are powerless to change our lives on our own, because the good news is this: God can do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Now, I want to stop for just a moment to make something very clear. If you are struggling with an addiction, there are medical and therapeutic interventions that can provide a vital lifeline, pulling you out of addiction and helping you begin a journey toward sobriety. If you are struggling with addiction, there is no shame in asking for this kind of help. Even the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous encourages medical and therapeutic interventions to help treat addiction. It is that treatment that can allow you to clear your mind enough to start making your way through the 12 steps. It is that treatment that can allow you to start telling the truth about your life. And it can even allow you to grab hold of the truth of your faith. Friends, we are all a mess in one way or another. But we are not alone. We can tell the truth about our lives here in this place, knowing that together we can make our way toward healing and wholeness, forgiveness and freedom, love and new life, living one day at a time, taking one step at a time. We can share the journey together, and we can remind each other that God can do for us what we cannot do for ourselves, if only we will let him. Amen.